Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do. And, John, you asked for, you know, what kind of metrics, what kind of data. When you look at the country, I mean, obviously, no one is going to want to tone down things when you see what's going on in a place like New York City.
All right, that's Anthony Fauci, of course, who is the doc behind the stats, as I like to say, at the White House. You see him there quite often. And things have exploded in this pandemic. We've got a hot zone that's now in Louisiana. Also, New York, of course, is ground zero and really the main epicenter of this outbreak. And we have people that are confused and people who can't believe they've come down with the coronavirus. And sadly, the story of the first teenager losing the fight for life, and that happened in California. So, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, I hope you are occupying your time with brighter things, spending time with family, perhaps making meals together, playing games when you're not working, if you are still working remotely from home. It's certainly presented some challenges, but better to have those challenges to try to knock this virus out. And I'll tell you what, this is a killer fight, one that is really, really tough on so many people, including our frontline heroes, which would be the you know, the people that are there at the hospital, anybody having anything to do with admitting people into the hospital, the doctors, all of them. You know, they're showing pictures of the masks they wear that are so tight that that leaves marks on their faces because they've been working for 12 or 13 hours and the mask has to be super, super tight. So where does relief come in a couple of different forms? We want relief. We don't want the politics of the same old crap, do we? We don't want the, here's the Democratic point of view, here's the Republican point of view. I always say on this show, why can't we just have the conversation? And the conversation in your backyard and mine is, what are you doing about it? What's happening? What are you doing to the economy? What are you doing to keep us safe? What are you doing to keep us informed? So let me talk about all three of those. Let's talk about the stimulus. $2 trillion, because now that number's gone up, $2 trillion stimulus deal to try to blunt or hammer the coronavirus fallout economically. The number kept growing, and it looks like the agreement could be had by Wednesday. Five straight days of pretty intense negotiations, a little bit of spitballing, and a little bit of slinging some zingers at each other, too, because there was certainly partisan warfare as we are reeling from this deadly pandemic. The way it looks right now, flooding the economy with money by sending $1,200 checks to lots of Americans, having a $367 billion loan program for small businesses, and setting up a $500 billion fund for industries, cities, and states. A massive boost to unemployment insurance, $150 billion for state and local stimulus funds, $130 billion for hospitals because they need it. And there probably are some other things that will be in there, too. There's conversation about what can we do to freeze mortgages or re-rack that, or, you know, what can happen there. And I'm sure we'll have some of those details as they come out, because there was a lot of fighting over some of the finer points, I guess I'll say, of this. And by the way, the I just got this notification. Isn't this brilliant that we are live on the air? I love it. So that's why you got to take the little show that can. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. Because here's what we got. What we do know is that while we are closing in on this deal, it looks like it's happening. I mean, in other words, it looks like rat-a-tat-tat. It's all but inked. So I just got that text from somebody in D.C. So there you go. I still want to see the finer points, and then the big announcement, of course, and that'll be huge. The big announcement from the Prez was about the hope for an Easter to have everybody going to church or hanging out or chasing the Easter Bunny or whatever. He said he thought it was a beautiful time to target the April 12th date to open the nation. And he didn't really have the medical data to support that. That's why Fauci and some others jumped in. But I guess they have been talking about possibilities and timelines, because that's what people want to know. We don't have a definite timeline for that. I mean, you got 163 people dead in the U.S. Could be higher than that now. The death toll is now past 700. So that keeps climbing because we see the number jump up. So 700. And, you know, you look to Italy where, you know, they're getting closer to that 7,000 mark, which is insane. So this stimulus deal, getting the final approval and slipping out in hump day and getting announced with the finer points is a very, very good thing, because it's a challenging time for everybody. And like I said, those numbers are pretty sad, sad numbers, aren't they? But the economy hopefully gets a little bit of a jump anyway, and at least you do. You certainly would get some of that, and maybe if you've got a small business, you can get that small business loan. There are cities that are in lockdown. In fact, there are a lot of places that it keeps getting announced every single day, so make sure you look for that, because it changes by the hour sometime, depending on how many people are coming down with it, where you live, that whole kind of thing. And obviously bigger areas, you're seeing those as the real hot spots. In Louisiana, they've really had a tough time of it, because I think, do I know that it was Mardi Gras? We know that people like to go to Louisiana, and that Louisiana is one of the fun places to go and party. But Governor Edwards says they are overwhelmed and they need help. So the president approved the major disaster declaration in Louisiana. And, you know, again, their numbers are climbing by the minute, it seems. And that's why the governor says, you know, we are overwhelmed by COVID-19, completely overwhelmed. The pandemic is impacting them, sadly, big time. 54 people have died in Louisiana, and it's rising. And as he said, we desperately need extra aid, extra help, because it's not enough. So they're doing that. And they're giving the money, obviously, funneling money to 36 health centers in Louisiana, because they're going to need to screen and test and do all the things they can do and boost the telehealth capacity, because that's what's happening, too, where people make those phone calls. And the exposure with law enforcement and with health officials and people even at grocery stores. The grocery store employees are getting extra bonuses so that they stay and work in a time where we're really uncertain about contracting this virus. Numbers, we got more of them coming up, and we can count.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Great breaking news. The White House and the Senate reached a deal on the emergency aid package because the economy, of course, is reeling from what has happened from the coronavirus. So a $2 trillion stimulus deal to take a big bat and smash it over the head of the coronavirus. And that is huge. So it is official. Anybody listening to me, this is Wednesday. It has happened. The Senate and the Trump administration reached the deal. $2 trillion stimulus package to rescue the economy from the coronavirus assault that is just completely, putting that question mark over our lives and our futures. So it sets the stage for a pretty swift passage of this massive legislation through both chambers. And the White House Legislative Affairs Director told reporters at 1 a.m. Eastern, so this is fresh stuff, ladies and gentlemen, he said, we are done. We have a deal. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, we're expected to discuss the breakthrough on the Senate floor, and after a long, long day of conversations and 5 days of conversations. So we will find out some of the other broad strokes and the finer points of this. But the good news is that this has happened. The Senate bill would direct $1,200 to most American adults $500 to most children, a $500 billion lending program for companies, states, and cities. I've mentioned these numbers before. $367 billion to help small companies deal with payroll problems, and the list goes on. So it could be another good day on the stock market. Any kind of good news helps ratchet that up. But this is the biggest legislation we've had. This is the biggest aid package ever in the history of the United States. And of course, this shows you the swerve of the curve that I like to say that we're on right now. And we want to crush and flatten that curve any way we can. So that's why stay home is so, so important, to stay home and not risk what you could do to somebody else and what you could do to their life. All right, a couple of other things, some other numbers that I will throw at you. I got to mention Italy because everybody always asks me about Italy. When I get emails, I get a ton of questions about Italy. Over 6,000 dead, 6,077, and it keeps coming, you know, counting higher. 2,000 Italians have been killed by the virus in the last 4 days. So it's staggering. I mean, this is, you know, what's the worst case scenario? And the worst case scenario is it just keeps, the pattern keeps going. And this disaster is, they say it's partly a consequence of the weeks between the emergence of the outbreak and the government decision to absolutely lock down the population. And many in Italy are arguing that the government waited too long and that that's part of the problem. And they're warning everybody that don't do that. Don't do what we did, because look what's happened to us. They feel like they're the poster child of saying just do it, do it, do it, and be done with it. The Tokyo Olympics, they are off the table. Of course they are. It would be ridiculous to try to hold them. And now they say they're hoping to have the games in the summer of 2021. So imagine you have 10,000 people that are athletes going to the Olympic Village, and then so many more. It could have been disastrous. There's just no way. 18,000 lives have already been taken. More than 400,000 people on 6 of the 7 continents have this, you know, so we know that it would be ridiculous. So finally, the Japanese Prime Minister relented on Tuesday and proposed a one-day postponement to the International Olympic Committee, and they agreed, everybody agreed, so it is done. It is off the table. I mean, off the table. So in the middle of all that's going on economically, it's interesting. Some people live a different life, like Steve Ballmer. He is the Clippers chairman, if you don't know that. And he ended months of legal wrangling with the Madison Square Garden Company, by agreeing to purchase the Forum for $400 million in cash. He's going to build a basketball arena complex in Inglewood, California. I mean, the guy got his money from Microsoft and then became an NBA owner, and he announced in July his plans for an arena and an office complex and all of that, because right now they share space with the Lakers at the Staples Center. They have a pretty big fan base, and it'll just be another place that people will have to go. They won't have a shared facility, so that's going to be a little bit of a difference, but it's a ways off for that to happen. All right, how about this? A Swiss hotel, this is no joke. Everybody wants to get money. A Swiss hotel is offering a luxury quarantine package. It includes a $500 coronavirus test. So with this pandemic, it's surging around the world and shutting down hospitality, airlines cutting flights, governments telling people to stay home, the Le Bijou, a high-end, I dare you to say that 10 times, a high-end Swiss hospitality company, part of this luxury hotel, they've got a service department, and they're calling it COVID-19 service. Doctors' visits, wow. 24/7 nurse care, all of that. Because, of course, their revenue has dropped on the floor. And can you imagine? I mean, they have high-end clientele who rent. these rooms, and they pay anywhere from $800 to $2,000 a night. So, yeah, and especially staying in place, sheltering in place, yeah, you're not going to, find that. If you're missing historic sites, you know, you can virtually tour from your own couch during this outbreak. Yes, it's true. Because, you know, we're limiting all those gatherings and stuff, but if you click on certain things, like if you click on the Louvre, then you can, and you just have to go to the Louvre, you can get a virtual tour of their Egyptian antiquities collection, they say. You could, this one would be fun. You could check out the Sistine Chapel, because, you know, we feel bad for Italy and they're in lockdown. Here's one I've been to, the Guggenheim in New York. You can check that out. And this is probably the one most of you would love. Have you ever been here on vacation? Yosemite National Park. You can tour the park, and they've got sounds and the landmarks, the Half Dome, all of that. The giant sequoias. I think it's so smart. China's most famous attraction, of course, the wall. How old is the wall? Very sections of the wall. 3,000 miles, which are walkable. That blows my mind. 3,000. 2,000 years old. The Smithsonian, they've got virtual tours, too. And you can go through the butterfly pavilion, the fossils, all that fun stuff. So no reason to feel like you can't go to a zoo, can't go to a museum, because you can go to a zoo too. You just have to go click on the site and see if they do that. But a lot of places, from museums to zoos and whatnot, they are doing that, keeping people interested. So when they get out, they think, oh yeah, we haven't been to the zoo in however long. Because what's the first thing, think about this, what's the first thing you want to do when you are completely outside of this, when we are done with a pandemic? Go to the beach, of course, right? Go to the mountains. Eat at a restaurant again and not be so worried about social distancing, because you don't have to worry about it after that. Just go and be at a restaurant. Go grocery shopping when there's actually toilet paper on the shelves. Never in my life have I seen it where there hasn't been toilet paper. It's the strangest feeling to not be able to find it. And so far, other than one roll at a time kind of places, I have not been able to find toilet paper. And I bet some of you are in the very same situation. Stay with us. More coming up on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump held a briefing at the White House thanking the American people for adhering to the guidelines by staying home as much as possible during the coronavirus outbreak. During a Fox virtual town hall, the president said he hopes to have people back at their jobs by Easter.
They're going to lose their jobs, maybe never to get them back. They're going to lose their businesses, never to get them back. We want to start up as soon as we can because we're going to have a very quick comeback if we do that. If we delay this thing out, you're going to lose more people than you're losing with the situation as we know it.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan, the head of the National Governors Association, called the president's message confusing and said he's running on a schedule made from an imaginary clock. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he and the president are operating under a different set of circumstances. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did read it cover to cover. Stan C., which was nice enough to send me a copy of it for my autograph wall. You can get a copy on Amazon before I even tell you the name of it. And what the name of it is Notes from the Corporate Underground, Work Volume 2, Work for a Jerk, and Love It. Well, now more than ever, the jerks can't afford to be doing what they're doing. So how does culture and behavior change? And his book is just a gem of information from the first chapter all the way through. So, Stan, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So the first obvious question is, tell us, and I didn't even say this, tell us more about your background, because you're a business psychologist and an entrepreneur. So you certainly have seen some things in your day. There's no question about it. You've been on boards since the late 80s. Is that part of what drove you to write this book?
Well, yes. The background I have, I might call a professional mutt, because it was more of a moving with a sense of principle rather than selecting a career field or a job and trying to advance in it. So that caused me to have a variety of experiences, because I went where my desire to make an impact took me. And that included founding 4 companies, serving on about 25 boards, several that I still serve on, and applying my love for human psychology and creating a place where people can earn a living in a positive way to best effect. As I went through that process in those years, I kept observing things or noticing things or experiencing things that I wasn't seeing in the world around me, in the popular press, the books that were being written. And I said, it's time for me to get this out of me and onto a piece of paper. Or in that time, it was on a computer. And I began writing a weekly column for a 140-year-old newspaper before its demise called the San Diego Daily Transcript. And each week I would write on what happened the week before, what came up in my world, and what did I think might be of value to somebody else as they were trying to navigate the same path.
Wow, and so give us, you know, you can't tell us the whole book, but give us a synopsis. What are a couple of quick hits that you saw that were common problems in corporate America?
Well, I'll give you this one. Success came when you weren't looking. It's an entry in the book. One of my businesses was an organizational consulting firm, and I personally did a fair bit of executive coaching to CEOs and executives. And I had a coaching client that said, look, I've been the VP of sales for this international company for a long time. The CEO is considering appointing a president of the Western Hemisphere. I think I'm the better one suited for it. He wants me and the other candidate to work out which one of us should be best. What do I do about that? Kind of a novel way for a CEO to select their next division president. And the more I talked to him, which became this article, the more he realized that he really was in love with what he was doing. He just had a sense that advancement, quote unquote, the prestige, the power, the perceived status was what was intoxicating him. And that's not uncommon. A lot of people think that getting ahead means a better title, a better office, and more money, when if they really examined their true needs, their true desires, and what made them happy, that ain't necessarily it. So I thought, there's got to be a lot of other people out there feeling the same way. Let me at least write this about that, and perhaps it will hit somebody at the right time and save them a lot of heartache.
Wow, and that's brilliant. You know, what do you want? It's like what I call, what's your why? What's your why? Mm-hmm. And people do not think about that. I want to mention to everyone again, Stan's book, Stan Seawich's book, is Notes from the Corporate Underground, Work for a Jerk, Volume 2, and love it. Okay, I earmarked a bunch of places that I really liked. One of the things that you talk about is it's not about us. And you say, I've come to the conclusion that the biggest challenge we face as a country, a global community, and members of the human species is our inability to think far into the future. No, scratch that. It's not a matter of ability. We just don't want to do that. And we've seen this with some crises that recently have popped up. So how do you solve that? What did you discover as you dug a little bit deeper?
Well, I've found that if you have a group of people who are at least willing to talk about that subject, that thinking farther ahead is important, and if they have an engagement in their organization that allows them to feel connected, then they have the ability and the feeling of safety to look farther ahead. I think a lot of people in organizations, and look at what we're going through today, they're wondering if they're going to be in that organization tomorrow, not 10 years from now. And this includes people at the top. And when people at the top can't see themselves in their own organization for longer than a year or three, then they don't engage in thinking beyond that. In the company that I'm proud to be part of today, WD-40 Company, we have people who spend their entire life's journey of work there. They see themselves in the future of that business because they feel safe, engaged, aligned, and like they belong. When you get a group of people who feel that way and you say, gee, what do we want to accomplish in the next 10 years? They might say back to me, well, you know, we ought to be looking 15 years because some of these macro trends are going to take that long to play out. That's the type of environment that is required for people to be able to think long term. There's got to be a commitment of the organization to the safety of the people in it and the structures necessary to be able to make good on that claim so that they can afford to be engaged for the long haul. And what we say at our company is you can't accomplish something in 10 years if you can't think in terms of 15. If all you can think of is in terms of 18 to 36 month strategic plans, you can't imagine anything that might take 5 or 10 to accomplish. So I think that's the opportunity.
Yeah, so well said. And you know, at the tail end of your book, you talk about leaders look ahead, and you talk about that. You say most business leaders don't get any training in how to extend the time horizon with which planning occurs. And you talk about remembering a couple of decades ago when strategic business planning was ridiculed, and leaders would say, senior leaders would routinely tell you that it was useless to plan because no one can predict more than a year ahead and things were changing too rapidly. And you see the power and what you just shared with us in one of the big takeaways in the book is that, yes, of course, you can do that. So for you in writing this book, what did it feel like when you were done with it? I mean, you really encapsulated, I think, like a memoir, your whole life, and with some incredible lessons. What reaction did you get among, you know, family and friends?
Well, it's funny. Anybody who's ever written a book will no doubt identify with what I'll tell you. Some people out of left field I never heard of would write me and say, I just read your book, and it made a huge difference in my life, and here's what I'm doing with it. And my closest friends, like at my fraternity reunion in February of 1 year, five people came up to me and wanted autographed copies. And I said, which part of it did you like the best? They go, oh, I haven't read it. They just wanted an autograph from somebody who might someday be famous so they can sell it when they need a new car.
Oh, I like that. I love it. So what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
A couple things. One is that there is no easy answer to the act of leadership in any sense, let alone in the complexities of a modern business. And anyone who, famous or not famous, who might want to propose to you that here are the answers, Stephen Covey, the 7 habits of highly successful people, or the 67 competencies of a leader from Lominger, or the next new book from the next new famous spokesperson who happens to be in the news at the moment, there ain't no easy answers. It's a lifelong journey. Everyone has their own path. Other people will have other wonderful things to teach that I haven't been exposed to because of their unique path. We have to remember that leadership and life in general is a journey of complexity and adjustment and pain and suffering and joy and pleasure, and that it's not a set of X number of easy recipes.
Yeah, so
the other thing I think I'd like, one other thing I'd like people to take away from it, if they read the title essay in this book, everybody works for themselves. And as soon as they recognize they're the CEO of Me Incorporated, they will work for a jerk who never sleeps, and they will love it.
So well said. I was just going to say that. So it's perfect. And again, Notes from the Corporate Underground, Stan Seawich, Volume 2, Work for a Jerk and Love It. Just a wonderful, wonderful book. I got so much out of this. And honestly, pick it up. It will change the way you look at what you're doing, maybe what you should be doing. And if you're a leader and you're listening to this, boy, you need this right now, this second. Not tomorrow. So, Stan, once again, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
It's been my pleasure, and hope to do it again.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we are in Office Corner, and wait till you get a load of who I'm going to introduce you to. He's terrific. We had a fabulous off-air conversation. Cliff Ratza joins us, and he's got this series, this Lightning Brain series, that really, really hooked me in, and I believe it'll hook all of you in, too. Wait till you meet him. So without further ado, let's bring him forward. Hey, Cliff, how are you?
Well, good morning, Kate, and thank you very much for having me on your radio show.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Lightning Brain series, and tell everybody what you told me. What can we expect in this series? What's it like?
Well, the Lightning Brain series consists of five novels. The first is The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and it shows through the eyes of an exceptional female, Electra Kittner, a real-world possibility. The book's setting, for starters, is early in the next century, and it shows the impact of a worldwide viral pandemic linked with terrorism and harsh governments. And the book shows how the world deals with these issues.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You and I talked about it, and of course, you know, you think about it, the terrorism, virus, all of that. You talk about Electra, so she's your main character. And what is it about Electra? What do we need to know about her?
Well, Electra is exceptional. She's very smart, and to the extent possible, she's able to self-direct her physiology. but she's human. She's not Superwoman. She can't leap over tall buildings at a single bound. However, at birth, her mother is struck and killed by a lightning bolt. And from neuroscience, we know that the brain is a electrochemical processor. The lightning bolt transforms her DNA and in the process makes her a very exceptional person, but she's still human.
And, of course, we're talking about The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and it's a series of books, as Cliff explained, but the particularly the one that we're talking about, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and talking about Elektra. What was it like writing this for you, this book and this series?
Well, I've had a number of years to work on it. The whole idea of the Lightning Brain series came to me while in high school as I was reading The Inheritors, which is a novel written by William Golding. His most famous novel is, of course, Lord of the Flies. Well, in The Inheritors, the book shows the confrontation between Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. I was fascinated with the idea, and I thought it would be fascinating for me to write a series. I didn't know at the time it was going to be a series, but write a book showing a clash between different cultures. It took me years to come up with a setting, that means the storyline and characters, that would allow me to explore it. And I'm doing it through a viral pandemic, worldwide terrorism, and a harsh government. By the way, my novel has in it a Donald Trump-like president.
Wow, it's almost like you forecast the future for us. How about that?
Well, I have no crystal ball.
It sure seems like it. So you can get Cliff's books, of course, Cliff Ratz. You can get the book, The Lightning Brain Series, and The Girl with the Lightning Brain by going to Amazon.com. So you had this, it's great, you had this idea rattling around starting from high school, and you and I talked about this, Cliff. You know, a lot of people talk about writing books or coming up with novels, and you actually did it. What ultimately inspires you? You come up with these really great plots. How do you come up with these plots enough to fill the series?
Well, I never wanted to write anything unless I had something interesting to say and something new to say. I'm pretty good with words. I'm pretty good with numbers. I have a bunch of degrees. I consider myself a simple scholar. And through my experience and my imagination, I was able to concoct a storyline and characters that let me play out the scenarios.
Wow. And so then you've played them out. And what's been the reaction to your books among the people you know?
Both reviewers, critics, and authors alike enjoy how I'm able to make the books entertaining. Many books, I read many genres of books, many classics as well. And the challenge today is having a writing style that today's busy readers find engaging. People are pressed for time. So what I'm told is that my books have a great pace to them. At the same time, they explore in depth issues and characters that the readers find engaging.
Wow, and engagement is everything. And you said it, you set us up well, that people don't have a lot of time. So you've got to be able to get them interested right away. What I found that was also pretty revealing about your series of books is I think anyone can read this. I think young people can read it and older people can read it. I really think your target demographic is a lot of different people. What do you think?
I would agree, and thank you for that compliment, because the book should appeal to adolescents as well as adults. The topics are adult, but a smart adolescent would be able to dive in and enjoy. Each book is separate. They build on one another, but you can dive in, and each book gives the background so you can pick up right away where the other books in the series left off.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading The Girl with the Lightning Brain and the Lightning Brain series?
Well, the books can be read at, a bunch of different levels. At the highest level, it's a riveting action and adventure. It moves right along. And I think the readers will always find the endings leave them waiting for the next book. They can't wait for the next book to come out. By the way, there are three on the market right now. Number four has just been published. Number five is written, and we'll get that on the market as soon as the first four have been fully marketed. By the way, I have a wonderful marketing company working with me, Prime Solutions and John Kane, and I'm so happy they found your show for me to be interviewed on.
Well, thank you for that, definitely, and I agree with you on John. When we look at writing this series and writing this character, and you have her in different situations, and this is a tough question, but I'm dying to ask you this. What is the favorite place that you've put Electra that you had to, you know, worm her way out of and figure out? Do you have a favorite plot line that you did in all the books?
Well, Electra, and the actress that I would pick to play Electra would be Keira Knightley. Electra is a striking female. She has great, you know, features as well as physical abilities, but she also has endearing flaws. And I think the readers will empathize with her struggle to become more compassionate, and readers will like her. As far as the predicaments we put her in, well, a bunch of them. I'll mention one just briefly. Electra is immune from this virus. The virus is called the Techno Plague. The Techno Plague is a man-made mutant virus that escaped from a laboratory. The laboratory was developing a cure for Alzheimer's. However, Electra accidentally poisons herself with the T Plague, and she's fighting for her life.
Wow. All right, so she's fighting for her life. That accidentally happens, and that puts her in a very, very precarious situation. And Cliff, you said this, and I'll tell you again, Cliff Ratzey, you can get his series, his book on Amazon, the one that we're talking about, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and you described yourself as a simple scholar, but I got to go back and say, I mean, you taught at several universities, big universities, you worked for corporations, and then started a bunch of companies. So I love that you had this rattling around in your brain and that then you let it loose. And it has to be here with this part of your career and doing this. It has to be satisfying for you. Is it satisfying?
I find that writing is a pleasure. The more I write, the more I enjoy writing. And I've written nonfiction my entire career, doing business plans, doing newsletters and website copy for my clients. I have a consulting business as well as having worked in industry and teaching. And it's just a very enjoyable activity, the writing. I write because I have something to say, and my greatest reward is having the readers enjoy what I'm writing.
Oh, that's a perfect place to end this, and you will enjoy this. The Girl with the Lightning Brain and the Lightning Brain series, you'll find it very tough to put down. Cliff, congratulations on all your successes, and keep writing. Thank you.
Kate, thank you for having me on your show.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.